This is the Francisco Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor. Off to Jamaica. My good friend Bill Devlin, the Reverend Bill Devlin, in Jamaica for other purposes, including a wedding. And then along came Melissa. We talked to him 24 hours ago, and the storm had taken a momentary break. The rain was coming down lightly. There was no strong wind. He was looking over the lights of Kingston. He's high enough so that he can see down into the town. The airports were closed, so Bill couldn't get out of there before the storm hit. In the last 24 hours, it hit more than just hit. The wind and the rain and the strike on Jamaica were direct. So we go to Bill now, who is in a concrete abode. The evacuation centers are filling up, but Bill's not needing to evacuate. From the photograph he sent me, it looks pretty high above the ocean. However, Bill, your windows are intact. The roof is intact. Tell me what the storm is like these last hours. Good evening.
Good evening, John. Thank you. And it is an unbelievable storm. I've been through other hurricanes, but this one tops them all. 185 mile per hour winds, torrential rainfall, massive flooding. And that's just in Kingston, where I am. And I'm about 10 minutes from downtown in a concrete house up on top of a hill. And landfall came at approximately 1400 hours, 2 p.m. Jamaica time today. And Kingston has definitely been spared. However, 120 miles to the west in St. Catherine's Parish, there is utter and complete devastation. Most of the homes there are wood and zinc metal roofs. And as I've seen videos from that location, it is just utter devastation and destruction.
Now, so, Bill, you said that there was a recommendation for concrete homes in Jamaica. This is a place that did not follow that guidance?
Right. Well, I would say it's a poverty-stricken area. Not all of Jamaica, obviously, has concrete homes. St. Catherine's Parish, 120 miles, about an hour and a half from where I am. It's an underserved area. It is a rural area, and it has just been overtaken by Hurricane Melissa. So that's the problem there. And there is absolute flash flooding.
It reminds me of New Orleans. Remember the big storm in New Orleans? What got hit were the places that were below water level. And they were the poor parts. They were the poor parts of town, because to live below sea level meant you were vulnerable to a big storm. It sounds to me like St. Catharines is the same thing. They knew it was a risk, and they've been okay these years without a big storm. But here it is, the reason not to live there.
Here it is. And we were told by the Office of Disaster Preparedness here in Jamaica, as we saw the last news briefing on TV, and then our power went out. And as I look out from my veranda on the second floor of the patio, I'm looking down on the city of Kingston, what they call New Kingston, which is the business area. Half the city is in darkness and no cars on the road. And so we were told that Hurricane Melissa would be out of here and would travel north, and it would be done by midnight. But now, with only at least here on 3 hours left Jamaica time, it's 9 p.m. on October the 28th. It appears that Melissa is going to stick around for a little while, but eventually it'll go up to Montego Bay. There's 25,000 tourists in Montego Bay, and they're all in shelters. And then it'll go on from there to eastern Cuba and western Haiti.
Did you get an evacuation order in New Kingston?
No, we did not get an evacuation order, but that evacuation order has grown over the last 24 hours. But this area called Beverly Hills, which is up on top of a hill, we did not receive an evacuation order because there was not. There's no rivers close to us and no flash flooding.
Right.
So
if you
can imagine,
tell me about power.
Yeah, we've lost power about 12 hours ago now, and the entire neighborhood is without power.
I see.
So as I look around, the homes here.
Do the wells work without power?
The wells do work without power, but the water pressure is very, very low.
Right.
And, of course, we still have cell phone communication. We still have internet if you're near Wi-Fi. But we really need to pray for the people of St. Catharines, beginning in the city, which is on the shore of the south coast of Jamaica, called May Pen, M-A-Y space P-E-N. And from there north, at least 100 miles, it's just been complete devastation.
Do you know,
so I urge you.
Have they told you on the news, was St. Catharines evacuated? Did they obey the evacuation order?
Yes, they were on a list of about 25 areas that had mandatory evacuation. So, unfortunately, the hospital of St. Catharines Parish, the state hospital there, the public hospital, the roof has been ripped off. But thank God that yesterday all the patients and staff were evacuated from there, and now they're in a safe location. But, yeah, that evacuation list will continue to grow as Melissa goes north and more people will go to safe shelters. And, again, there's 880 here on the island. So the Office of Disaster Preparedness was really up to the task for this storm. But unfortunately, because it's a Category 5, with these incredible winds of 185 miles per hour and the torrential rain, it is basically a toxic mix and a meteorological disaster that has come to Jamaica. And we, you know, been asking people to pray for no loss of life and minimal property damage, but we hope and pray that our prayers will be answered.
Where's it headed? Where's Melissa?
It's headed up. Yeah, it's headed in that there's a probably, I don't know how many miles wide, but it's headed in a northeasterly direction. So it'll go in St. Catharines Parish north. And then Montego Bay, where these 25,000 tourists are, they're going to get hit. And then it's going to take an oblique right-hand turn. And then it's going to go to eastern Cuba, cities like Holguín, Santiago de Cuba, Las Tunas, Baracoa, which was hit 5-6 years ago by Hurricane Maria. And that's eastern Cuba. And then there's a small separation between that part of Cuba and western Haiti, and then it's going to barrel into Haiti. And of course, Port-au-Prince is on the southeastern side of Haiti, of Hispaniola, and Port-au-Prince is also going to be hit. So I've been in contact with my Cuban colleagues, and they are bracing down for the worst. But hopefully, and then it's going to go on to the Bahamas and then Bermuda, and then disappear into the mid-Atlantic Ocean. But we're hoping and praying that Melissa will lose some of her strength by the time she gets out of here on the north coast of Jamaica. So it's really been utter devastation, John. So I welcome your listeners to pray for the island of Cuba. And now on the airport side, the Minister of Transportation put out a bulletin on social media saying that he's hoping that the airport will be open within 48 hours. So that would make it Tuesday afternoon that the airport will be open, particularly for relief flights. So groups like Samaritan's Purse, the International Red Cross, the European Union humanitarian relief effort, they'll all be flying planes in with all kinds of humanitarian disaster relief items. So that will occur on the 30th of October, approximately midday, according to the Minister of Transportation here in Jamaica.
It sounds like the government of Jamaica did a good job, your measure of them. Everybody was evacuated. Kingston is still alight. St. Catharines isn't to be held against the government. You can't stop people from living in the wrong place. You just can't do it. So the rest of the island sounds like it was prepared.
Well, the island is totally prepared, and hats off to the Prime Minister and Andrew Holness. He's done a great job. He's been on TV repeatedly as his team has, the Office of Disaster Preparedness, the Minister of Transportation, the Health Director, et cetera, because there's going to have to be a massive cleanup, particularly in the western side of Jamaica, in that column from Maypen all the way up to Montego Bay. And it's amazing, you know, John, here in Jamaica, one thing I've learned, there is no separation of church and state. You have federal ministers in Jamaica praying on TV, asking people to appeal to God and using the name of God. And, of course, that goes with the national anthem of Jamaica, which starts off with Eternal Father, and that goes back to their independence from Great Britain in 1962. So people are praying and people are hoping that we can be done with this soon, and then the cleanup and the relief and all of that will occur probably at least for the next year. What's interesting is over a year ago, Hurricane Beryl, B-E-R-Y-L, came through, and those poor people, the hit of Beryl, Hurricane Beryl, was the same as Hurricane Melissa, and those dear folks, those poor folks, are still recovering, as it was told to me, almost over a year later when Hurricane Beryl came in. So they've had a double whammy there in St. Catherine's Parish on the western side of Jamaica.
Bill, and I got to emphasize, you keep going to St. Catherine's Parish. It was vulnerable. Everybody knew it was vulnerable. They were told to evacuate. Did they evacuate? We don't know yet, right? We just don't know.
Well, some portions, you know, some portions were, but, you know, there's always,
Bill,
wherever in the world, there's,
if you build a house of wood, you're going to lose it. If you have a tin roof, you're going to lose
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Okay. So there's not a whole lot of victims here. There are people who are caging the odds. Let's dodge hurricane.
That's true. And whether they did it out of purposefulness or they just didn't have the means to get out.
No, I think there's a situation. My discovery of life is everybody's savvy. Everybody. Sometimes they present you've traveled wider than I have. You know, there ain't no person stupid in the world. They're savvy. They certainly know their environment.
That's true.
The New Orleans model is what I offer. The houses were less expensive and less dear below water level.
Yeah, and that's why people purchased them, right? Yes, well, I agree with you, and you know, I'm going to do the best I can to initiate relief.
You're in a brick house. You know, the big bad wolf ain't going to get you. So,
No, that's exactly right. And all the homes around me, and frankly, all the homes in Kingston are made out of concrete, and that's the preparedness over the last 100 years. And you're right, St. Catherine's Parish and other areas of Western Jamaica missed that, and now they're suffering the blow from not being prepared.
Yeah.
So I agree with you, and now we go from here.
I have to believe they evacuated. Have to. I mean, you know, sometimes you eat the bear, and you know the other side of that, the bear eats you. So St. Catherine's,
right.
St. Catherine's, I'll look for the warm-up, but it sounds like if the hurricane has a punch left, eastern Cuba is very vulnerable. Man, they don't have any power on an ordinary day.
Exactly. I was just in Cuba 8 weeks ago and in Holguín, and we only had power 4 hours a day. I was there for a Jesus Youth Festival with Cuban teens. Yeah.
You told me about how at night in the town square, everybody's face would be lit up. There'd be no power. Everybody's standing around to get their iPhones powered up.
Exactly.
And Haiti, who can tell whether Haiti's been hit by a hurricane or not? It's such a catastrophe. Can't even get a team in there because of gang warfare. It's like, I don't know.
It's like Afghanistan. Yeah, it's a lawless state, and it's a sad situation. Exactly.
Well, good report, Bill. And I'm glad you're in a house made of brick, actually concrete, but I'm going to say brick. And the big
okay, very good.
Coming your way. Now, you have power back tomorrow. Are they giving you a heads up?
Well, you can give me a heads up. We don't have power now. Haven't had it for 12 hours, so we're hoping and praying we get power back.
You're not You're not getting a message from the carrier?
No, not at all. But we have heard transformers around here because there's above-ground electricity, and they're popping and they're frizzling transformer after transformer. So we're just going to hope and pray that things get somewhat back to normal. In fact, even as we've been talking, the wind has died down and the rain has ceased.
Good.
So I'll keep in touch. We'll see what happens. And people can follow me, widowsandorphans.info, widowsandorphans.info, or livereckless.info. That's my other website.
Thanks, Bill. Good
so night. Thank you, sir. Good All night. Right. God bless.
Friends of
Good
Mr.
Night.
Debating Society, Bill Devlin, the Reverend Bill Devlin, in a house made of brick, concrete. Good for him. This is Friends of Mr. Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.